This is WLVR. Since shortly after the pandemic forced a shutdown across Pennsylvania, the GOP-controlled legislature has been trying to put an end to Governor Tom Wolf's disaster declaration. Now voters will decide who has that power, which currently belongs to the governor alone. To that end, both the House and Senate recently approved a proposed constitutional amendment that will appear on the May 18th primary election ballot. Cynthia Fernandez is an investigative journalist with Spotlight PA, an independent nonpartisan newsroom. She sat down with WLVR's Tyler Pratt to discuss her reporting on the clash between Wolf and the legislature and what all Pennsylvanians need to know before heading to the polls.
Since the first cases of coronavirus were detected in March, Wolf has been empowered by this state law, this emergency management law, that allows governors to sign a disaster declaration during times of emergency, like if there's a big flood or a blizzard that largely disrupts the state and people's safety is at stake. And this empowers governors to act quickly and to be able to save lives. They can do a lot of things like limit travel. They can mobilize the National Guard. They can even suspend alcohol and gun sales. And local governments, including schools and nonprofits, can benefit when a governor signs a disaster declaration because it opens the door to a lot of federal funding, and they can also apply to a lot of money quickly to respond. An important thing to note is that a disaster order lasts 90 days, and right now it could be renewed by the governor if he thinks the threat is still present. And so that's kind of the issue now in the legislature. The lawmakers want to have a say into how long a disaster declaration can last and how often it can be renewed.
Well, that leads into my next question. Are we still in a disaster declaration? We're still in COVID.
Yeah, so like that's the main question in hand. A lot of Republicans are saying, you know, disasters don't last more than 2 weeks. That should be enough time to kind of get everything ready and respond to what's going on. But the Wolf administration and PEMA, for example, the emergency management agency, have said this is really important. They need this for ongoing long-term recovery because COVID is going to be something that requires vaccinations, testing for months. So even though it doesn't feel as urgent, the state does still have a lot of coronavirus cases, and there's still a lot the state has to do, you know, with a vaccine rollout and keeping nursing homes safe from outbreaks.
I'm assuming the business shutdowns are at the heart of this?
Yeah, since the summer, actually, when Senator Kim Ward, who introduced the resolution, she said that at the heart of this measure is to reopen the economy and allow Pennsylvanians to get back out there and kind of resume a more normal life. But a review of the law found that it really won't do any of those things. It won't affect school guidance. It won't affect the mask orders or the capacity limitations for restaurants and bars, because all of those things are under a separate law and they actually belong to the Department of Health and the Health Secretary. And so ending the disaster declaration won't reopen the economy. It won't jumpstart things. It won't bring things back to normal. But what it can give Republicans is some more leverage with the Wolf administration and allow them to have a say in how long a disaster declaration lasts by influencing their budgets. Basically, a Republican told me that the point of this is to have a seat at the table and to pull purse strings.
Should voters approve this in May, how could you and I be affected?
You know, that's like a hard question to ask because no one really knows what lifting a disaster declaration during the pandemic will do. This is a constitutional amendment. It's huge, but the General Assembly did not hold any public hearings. They didn't do any of the things that they were kind of supposed to do to inform the public about what a change like this will affect Pennsylvanians like. But basically, there has been some fear that it will affect federal funding. But that doesn't seem to be the case because we are under a national pandemic. The president has declared a nationwide pandemic, and so it doesn't seem that federal funding will be affected. What will be affected is the Wolf administration's ability to waive regulations. They've apparently been doing that a lot during coronavirus, and so the Republicans are saying, you know, since you're waiving these regulations during COVID, let's take a look at some of the things that we can make permanent to help businesses and the economy. there are a lot of pros and cons to voting on this, and unfortunately, we won't really know what effect it will have because we haven't really seen how long the pandemic will last, and we don't really know how it'll affect future emergencies and disasters.
Spotlight PA reporter Cynthia Fernandez speaking with WLVR's Tyler Pratt.